Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. I'm going to get right into it. I'm not going to even stop to make nice with Eric the Tech, although Eric the Tech, good to see you.
No stopping, can't even breathe.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. All right, listen carefully. Here's the deal. Folks, you might as well sound the alarms, ring the bells, make sure that we have the emergency broadcast system alive and working, because we are about to enter into a dark chapter in American history and in world history. Additional lockdowns and more tyrannical lockdowns are going to be started, effective immediately. A lot of this is political in nature, sure. A lot of it is to hide the fact that the injections that are titled vaccines are killing people. And a lot of it is to cover up the bioweapons program and the activities of Anthony Fauci. Let's take a look at Anthony Fauci first, since he, in fact, is the key, one of the key purveyors of this tyranny, or allowed to be. Anthony Fauci, of course, when he took over NIAID, when he became the head of NIAID, the Fauci generation of children born after he was elevated to that position has become the sickest generation in American history, has made Americans among the least healthy citizens on the planet. His subservience to agriculture, big agriculture, to big food, pharmaceutical companies, etc., has left our children drowning in a toxic soup of pesticide residues, high fructose corn syrup, processed foods, while also serving as virtual, literal pincushions for, count them, 69 mandated vaccine doses by age 18, none of which have been properly tested for safety. Think about that. When Dr. Fauci, right there, Anthony Fauci, Tony, when Tony took office, America was still ranked among the world's healthiest populations. This past August, a study by the Commonwealth Fund ranked America's healthcare system dead last among industrialized nations, with the highest infant mortality rate and the lowest life expectancy rate of all nations. You can find this information. It's heavily documented. As a matter of fact, I would urge everyone to pick up a copy of RFK Jr. There's not too much I agree with RFK Jr. on, except this issue, the front and center of this issue. And if you haven't had the chance, read The Real Dr. Fauci by RFK Jr. And of course, Celia Farber, good friend of mine, good friend of the program, contributed heavily to the book. Under Fauci's leadership, the allergic, autoimmune, and chronic illnesses, which Congress specifically charged this guy's agency with, NIAID, to investigate and prevent, have ballooned to afflict 54% of children, up from 12.8% when he took over NIAID in 1984. We joke that all the Chinese Communist Party army or the Russian army has to do is send over a jar of Skippy peanut butter to the military, the young in the military, and take out half the military. Again, under Fauci's leadership, allergic autoimmune chronic illnesses up from 12.8% to 54%. That's under that man's tutelage. Let's expand this a little bit. The CDC, NIH, NIAID, FDA. The CDC right now owns 57 vaccine patents. The CDC owns 57 vaccine patents and spends $4.9 billion of its $12 billion annual budget, as of 2019, the latest figures available, buying and distributing vaccines. The National Institute of Health, Francis Collins, under his leadership, the NIH now owns hundreds of vaccine patents, and they profit by the sale of the products, They supposedly regulate high-level officials from Dr. Fauci to others within the NIH receive yearly stipends of up to $150,000 in royalty payments on products they help develop and then usher through the regulatory process. The FDA receives 45% of its budget from the pharmaceutical industry. Is this what we want in America? Recently, Dr. David Martin identified individuals behind, you know, when we say they, the globalists, they, the purveyors of this nonsensical campaign of tyranny. Well, it actually makes sense, but this tyranny. He put up a list of people, and I don't have the slide, but let me just give you a list of individuals responsible who are funding, who have their mitts, their hands in this pandemic, if you will, in this takeover, this new normal, in this whole idea behind the global reset. Of course, Klaus Schwab, because we all know him, and we all know Bill Gates, and we all know Anthony Fauci, right? We know these people because they're profiting and they're behind this. But let me read you some names. Again, this is courtesy of Dr. David M. Martin in a recent Red Pill Expo slide that he gave. Mukesh D. Ambani, Chairman, Reliance Industries. Mark Carney, UN Special Envoy for Climate Action. Chrystia Freeland, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance in Canada. Now, this by no means is an exhaustive list. I'm just picking off some names here. Names I can pronounce. How's that? David M. Rubenstein, co-founder and executive chairman, Carlyle Group. Remember, Blackwater, Carlyle, Vanguard. Okay, you know these institutions, know these people, know who we are fighting against. Queen Rania of Jordan. Mark Benioff, Benioff, Chair and Chief Executive Officer, Salesforce. Thomas Buberl, CEO of AXA Corporation. Lawrence Fink, Chairman and CEO, BlackRock. Remember, I said BlackRock. Lawrence Fink, Chairman and CEO. Orit Gadish, Chairman, Bain and Company. Mark Schneider, CEO of Nestle. Larry Page, of course, of Google. Al Gore. Who doesn't know Al Gore? Former American VP and, of course, staunch environmentalist, right? Robert Mercer, Renaissance Fund. Let me say that again. Robert Mercer, Renaissance Fund. You want names? I'm giving you names. Actually, courtesy of Dr. David Martin. Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist. And you know, it was funny because during Red Pill Expo, Dr. David Martin said every time that, you know, these names are mentioned, especially the people such as Dustin Moskovitz, they spend money having to censor the, because they don't want their names out there. So let me say it again, as in the style of Dr. David Martin, Dustin Moskovitz, look up that name. In fact, I'll even spell it for you. It's Moskovitz. Julie Sweet, CEO of Accenture. Peter Maurer, President, Red Cross. Christine Lagarde, gee, that's a surprise, President, European Central Bank. Andre Hoffman, Vice Chairman of Hoffman LaRoche. Let's see here. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Meta. Verse, whatever that might be. And of course, the deputy managing director of the IMF, Zhu Min, Z-H-U. Last name is M-I-N. The, of course, World Economic Forum, Luis Alberto Moreno. And I could go on, but you get the idea. These are the people who are wanting to put you in chains for the rest of your natural life, as short as that may be or as long as that may be. They want to take over the planet. And again, hat tip to Dr. David Martin. But again, when you look at this, what's taking place right now, everything is coming apart. They need another virus in order to, or another I don't want to say virus. They need another emergency in order to shut this information down. They are coming for all of us, especially the people out there trying to tell the truth, trying to get the truth out there. And we're on that list. Of course, many others are on that list as well. Again, going back to Dr. Anthony Fauci, let me give you a little bit more information about him and his $417,608 annual salary. Again, $417,608 annual salary. That does not include the money he makes from the jabs, the injections, the drugs that he has, the so-called vaccines that he has patented, taken part of, and of course helped the very pharmaceutical companies spread all over the world, including this latest COVID-19 injection. You know, it's getting to the point where this is absolutely ridiculous, because last August, and folks, you got to hear this, television doctor Peter Hotez, you know him from CNN. I don't have the clip. You can find it online. CNN's television doctor Peter Hotez, he published an article back again, August 2021, in a scientific journal calling for, listen to this, legislation to expand federal hate crime protections to include, you ready for this, criticism of Dr. Fauci, to make that a felony. To criticize Anthony Fauci would be a felony if it were up to CNN television doctor Peter Hotez. Hotez, who says vaccine skeptics should be snuffed out, his words, not mine, evidently forgot the millions of dollars in grants he has taken from Fauci's NIAID since 1993 and more than $15 million from Dr. Fauci's partner, Bill Gates, for his Baylor University Tropical Medical Institute. As I mentioned, America's health under Fauci's tutelage is not where it should be. Fauci dictated a series of policies that resulted by far the most deaths and one of the most highest percentages of COVID-19 body counts of any nation on the planet. In other words, whatever bug is floating out there, whatever virus is out there, his policies resulted in by far the most deaths and one of the highest percentage of COVID-19 body counts, or at least attributed to COVID-19, of any nation on the planet. The unexpected consequences, or the intended consequences, to be more accurate. You ready for this? The Associated Press, during 2020, the year of the lockdown, during 2020, and I want you leftist libtards out there to listen to this. According to the Associated Press, and this is a globalist strategy right here. During 2020, during that year of the lockdown, 10,000 children died each month due to virus-linked hunger from global lockdowns. In addition, 500,000 children per month experienced wasting, malnutrition, stunting from malnutrition. That's an increase of 6.7 million from the previous year's total of 47 million. All of this has the impact to prematurely damage children physically and mentally, transforming individual tragedies into a generational catastrophe. 1 year of lockdowns. On August 11th, 2021, Brown University did a study, and this is pretty interesting. Infants born during the quarantine, you know how the libs, the libtards, the left, the globalists, they say, oh, you got to lock down. You got to stay in your homes. Don't socialize. The bubble. In August 11th, 2021, a study by Brown University found that infants born during the quarantine were short on average 22 IQ points as measured by Baylor scale tests. 93,000 Americans died of overdoses in 2020. That accounts for a 30% rise over 2019. 11% of U.S. adults considered suicide in June of 2020. Think about that. Again, you libtards, you leftist moron, muppet maggots. This is what you've done. And there's more on the way. Again, this is a prelude to the warning that additional lockdowns are coming. Fauci, what did Fauci do through his imperial edicts? Unconstitutional and unlawful, and nobody listening and watching to this show should be listening to Fauci, following his edicts, nor Heels Up Harris and Mr. Marbles Shuffles, whatever, poopy pants, I don't care what you call them, or anybody from the World Economic Forum, including and especially Klaus Schwab, because they want to destroy our economy, destroy the West. But during this time that Fauci served as ringmaster in this engineered demolition of America's economy, his lockdown shattered our national economy. His and the leftist libtard Muppet governors, right? 58 million Americans out of work, permanently bankrupting small businesses, including 41% of black-owned businesses. Some of which took generations of investments to build. Okay, you want to end racism, NFL? Having your little end racism on the end zone there? Talk to Fauci. The business closures contributed to a run-up in the national deficit. The interest payments alone will cost an additional $1 trillion a year. Think about that. In 2020, workers lost $3.7 trillion. But, oh, not to worry, because billionaires gained $3.9 trillion collectively. Some 493 individuals became new billionaires during this lockdown. Think of that. Did you, watching this show, did you become a millionaire? Or billionaire, I'm sorry. There are 493 new ones. An additional 8 million Americans dropped below the poverty line. I'll bet you you're closer to that than the 493. For example, Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, which partnered with the CIA to build these new cloud services, you know, put it in the cloud. Don't talk to me about the cloud. What the hell's a cloud anyway? Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, won the contract to process all CDC vaccination data. That's right. Again, I use the word, but using their word. But we can't use their words. This is not a vaccine. It's not a vaccination, not a vaccine. We can't use their words. But in their words, Ellison's wealth increased by $34 billion in 2020. Zuckerberg, let's talk about him. His wealth grew by $35 billion. Google's Sergey Brin, you know, Sergey, AI, Sergey. Google, $41 billion. Hey, life's good when you're able to censor and redirect information. Jeff Bezos, let's talk about Jeff Bezos, $86 billion. Bill Gates by $22 billion. And Michael Bloomberg by nearly $7 billion. Let them eat cake. Let us eat cake. You know, these arbitrary decrees with this science-free medicine, I laugh at places like Democratic Underground, Right Wing Watch, Snopes, PolitiFact, and all these bootlickers of the thugs that are tyrannizing. They're behind the tyranny. You know, the masking. How ridiculous is that? Let's talk about the masking. You want some facts? Let's put some facts out here. There were 52 studies, all available on the National Institute of Health website. 52 of them. Find that masking using less than an N95 respirator, let me add, does nothing to reduce the viral infection rates, even surprisingly in institutional settings like hospitals and surgical theaters. Did you hear what I said? That masking, according to the National Institute of Health, Fauci's parent organization, Francis Collins, you know that place, the people that are saying you got to wear a mask or telling others you got to wear a mask. 52 studies on the NIH website that say ordinary masking using less than an N95 respirator does absolutely nothing to prevent you from getting anything. Nothing. So you libtards on Democratic Underground, what a piece of work you guys are. I mean, you talk about sheep and cattle, and Right Wing Watch, and all the fact checkers, and Biden, you know, masking, and what a bunch of crap. It does nothing according to the NIH. Oh, but let me add more, because 25 additional studies attribute masking to this grim litany of harms, including respiratory and immune system illnesses, dermatological, dental, gastrointestinal. Just ask Mr. Marbles, Shuffles, Joe Biden. And psychological injuries. 14, that's more than half of those studies, are randomized, peer-reviewed placebo studies. In other words, this is all science. You want to follow the science? Then wearing a mask in your car by yourself because you're so friggin' afraid, because the mainstream media, the legacy media, the captured corporate media working on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex tell you to be afraid? You're morons. And you're going to pay the price in this next lockdown because they're coming for you too. Now, you know, here's the thing too with Fauci. Put that Muppet Garden Gnome picture back up there if you don't mind, for those watching. Fauci, in order to push through his, thank you, Eric the Tech, in order to push through his injection, which he has a lot of explaining to do. Because, oh, Fauci, oh my gosh, when you understand what he did to AIDS and HIV patients, when you understand what he did to doctors, when you understand what he's doing now to physicians, when you understand what he has done to children in foster care, use them as experimental pin cushions, when you understand this man that you're seeing has actually is responsible for the deaths of minority children in the foster care system, and children who's buried in a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York. 1,000 children in Hawthorne, New York, buried in a mass grave because of this guy that you're listening to. This guy who in March, let me find this here, March 20th of 2020, in an interview to Town Hall magazine, said, you know, if when asked, what would you do if you got sick from the coronavirus? Would you take hydroxychloroquine? And he said, yeah, I think I would. You can look it up, Town Hall interview with, let me see if I can find it here, with Anthony Fauci. I don't have it. I have it on my notes here somewhere. I've got all kinds of notes. Yeah, I would take hydroxychloroquine. But see, you're not allowed to. See, he led an effort to deliberately derail America's access to life-saving drugs and medicines that might have saved hundreds of thousands of lives and dramatically shortened the pandemic, or what is believed to be the pandemic. His malicious intentions, including the malicious intentions of Bill Gates, to prolong this sickness and amplify its deathly effects in order to promote their jab from the outset. Hydroxychloroquine and other therapeutics pose an existential threat to Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. Their $48 billion COVID vaccine project, as it's known, and especially their vanity drug remdesivir, in which Gates has a large stake. Under federal law, new vaccines and medicines cannot qualify for emergency use authorization if any existing FDA-approved drug proves in any way effective against the same disease. And hydroxychloroquine does. Ivermectin does. It's not a horse paste. Well, it is, but there are, of course, as we know, human equivalents. But then the band plays on. The chorus of sheep and cattle out there calling ivermectin this horse paste medicine, and that morons like us, we don't know what the hell we're talking about. It's all because that guy, the garden gnome Fauci, Bill Gates, and the people I mentioned previously, but especially him and Bill Gates, they have a money stake in these inoculations, these jabs, I'm sorry, these injections. By the way, in case you're wondering, Fauci, that guy right there, responsible for the deaths, again, let me remind you, for the deaths of 1,000 children from his drug trials within the foster care system in New York alone, one mass grave, and you can ask Celia Farber about this, 1,000 children buried in a mass grave, some to a coffin, perhaps. That guy, responsible for their deaths, he has taken $6 million of our tax money, of our taxpayer money, and invested that in the Moderna jab alone. His agency, the NIAID, is a co-founder of the patent and stands to collect a ton, a crap ton of money and royalties. And you know what? To his credit, he has a handful of people who he brought with him in the NIAID. His handpicked deputies are in line to collect royalties of $150,000 a year based on Moderna's success. And that's on top of the salaries already paid to them by us. How we doing? Eric the Tech, any of this surprise you? Or you knew this, right?
I do not.
Man of many words. By the way, you know, people talk about hydroxychloroquine. C19study.com, that is the letter C19study.com. 200 peer-reviewed studies by government independent researchers have deemed hydroxychloroquine safe and effective against coronaviruses, especially when taken prophylactically or when in the initial stages of illness along with zinc and Zithromax. It's interesting because doctors worldwide discovered early in the pandemic that they could successfully treat high-risk COVID-19 patients as outpatients within the first 5 to 7 days of the onset of symptoms, and chloroquine, which is a cousin of hydroxychloroquine, a chloroquine drug alone or with a cocktail of consisting of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, or doxycycline. Many scholarly contributions to the literature quickly confirmed that the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine based combination treatments when administered within the first days of COVID symptoms. Studies confirmed that this is what took place in China. They used this drug. They used it in France, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Italy, India, New York City, upstate New York, Michigan, and Brazil. In March of 2020, at the Health and Human Services request, several large pharmaceutical companies, Novartis, Bayer, Sanofi, remember these names, and others donated their inventory, which was a total of 63 million doses of hydroxychloroquine. Now listen to this. This is how bad they want you dead. This is how bad they want you sick, ailing, and dead. This is how bad they want it. They want to kill you and take your stuff. They donated their, again, Novartis, Bayer, Sanofi, and a number of others, pharmaceutical companies, donated their inventory, a total of 63 million doses of hydroxychloroquine, 2 million doses of chloroquine. They donated to the Strategic National Stockpile, which is managed by BARDA, an agency under DHHS, Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. BARDA's director, Dr. Rick Bright, ultimately claimed that the chloroquine drugs were deadly and he needed to protect the American public from them. Bright, this guy, colluded with the FDA to restrict use of donated pills to hospitalized patients. So, you know, you look at this after widespread use of this drug for over 65 years without warning, the FDA somehow felt the need to send out an alert June 15th, 2020, that hydroxychloroquine is dangerous and that it required a level of monitoring only available to hospitals. And in this bit of twisted, incredible illogic, federal officials continue to encourage doctors to use a suddenly dangerous drug without restriction for lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Lyme, and malaria. You just can't use it for the coronavirus. And now Fauci, of course, despite the fact that in his interview to Town Hall, he said he would take it. Dr. Fauci and other HHS officials in many states simultaneously imposed restrictions on HCQ's use. When I said about the children dead in a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, you've got to understand this goes back to the HIV, AIDS, SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu, whatever you want to call it, but specifically the HIV, AIDS time period. I will have more on that later. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. I'm going to get right into this. The real Anthony Fauci, the real Bill Gates, the real Big Pharma, the global war on democracy, the global war on our Western way of life, the global war on the planet. We are at war right now. And, you know, I often see comments on social media and other places. This is the hill that we're going to die on. And to paraphrase General Patton, no, this is the hill that we're going to make the other bastard, the globalist bastards, die on. We're not going to die on this hill. They're going to die on that hill. And the hill I'm referencing, of course, is the global tyranny that is in taking over everything and the people behind it. Yesterday, I mentioned the names. And, of course, this compliments and hat tip to Dr. David Martin. People such as Mark Carney, UN Special Envoy for Climate Action. Chrystia Freeland, Deputy Minister and Minister of Finance in Canada. And Queen Rania of Jordan. Klaus Schwab, of course, you know, gets more than a cameo and an honorable mention. Seemingly head of things. Larry Page of Google. Al Gore, environmentalist, of course. Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma. Makes me think of Seinfeld. Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Meta. Bill Gates, of course. Of course, Microsoft. And none other than Anthony Fauci. I want to lead off. I've got so much to lay out for you today to give you a complete understanding why we, the American people, and in fact, all of the West, are being lied to. Yet, I'm going to give you evidence, information, documentation that you won't get anywhere because it's all censored. It's all excised from the public record that you can take, and you can share this segment with everyone you know, and please do that. I don't need attribution. Just share this information. Let's start off with the latest. Now, there's a lot of bluster, a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of smoke, but no fire necessarily. But Senator Ted Cruz says Fauci is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of America and suggested that this COVID czar should or could end up in prison for 5 years. Now, this guy's going to celebrate Fauci's going to celebrate his 81st birthday. I believe it's in January. Maybe it's in December. But nonetheless, this guy's been at the helm way too long. But he's been at the helm way too long. And, of course, he has modeled. He's got bodies littered behind him. And he's got bodies right now from his insistence on how we treat this virus out there, this bioweapon, and using a bioweapon against the American people, against the globe, the entire population of the planet, along with Bill Gates. And the fact that he was involved in human experimentation with children. Yet, look, I love dogs, okay? The Beagle, Beagle Gate, as it's been referenced on social media, where the Beagles were actually their heads were put inside of a tank, and these insects were released, and of course the beagles were tortured to death by this experimentation. Look, I understand that, because if someone did that to my dog, you heard her. I mean, she's upset. My lady, the studio dog, is upset. You just heard her right now. I mentioned, I can't even talk in front of her. She gets so upset about this. But here's the thing. You okay, Eric? You all right? Here's the thing. This was happening to children long before, at the hands of Fauci, long before it was happening to beagles. It just took this beagle gate to bring it to the surface. But let's tune in to see what Senator Ted Cruz has to say about Anthony Fauci. Roll clip one.
You know, Dr. Fauci, I think, is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the country. You know, he talked a moment ago, you just played, about hurting science. I don't think anyone has hurt science, has hurt the credibility of the CDC, has hurt the credibility of doctors more than Dr. Fauci, because throughout this pandemic, He's been dishonest. He's been political. He's been partisan. And the American people know it. Why is it that the Biden administration decreed that masks have to be worn in schools by kids? Well, because teachers' union bosses wanted it. And that's not a scientific reason. That is a data reason. And you know, this weekend he did this long interview where he gave the answer. He said, "I represent science. I am science." I got to admit, Sean, I was laughing. It's like Louis the 14th, the Sun King in France, saying, "L'État c'est moi. I am the state." It is this delusion of grandeur that you cannot criticize him. And it was very striking. You know, in the course of that interview, he was asked about. I asked the Attorney General Merrick Garland if he's going to investigate and prosecute Dr. Fauci for lying to Congress. And Margaret Brennan asked him about that. And what did Fauci do? He didn't discuss any of the substance. Instead, he just attacked and engaged in ad hominem attacks. He basically did the Beavis and Butthead defense. He just screamed liars at everything. But, you know, facts are stubborn things, Sean. And so here are the simple facts that Fauci needs to explain and that the Department of Justice should investigate. So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, "The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology." That's a clear categorical statement. But then on October 20th, the NIH wrote that they funded an experiment at the Wuhan lab testing, quote, "If spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model." That is gain of function research. That is taking an existing virus and modifying it to make it more dangerous to humans. And listen, at the end of the day, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 makes it a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison for lying to Congress. The statements from Dr. Fauci and the NIH are directly contradictory. And I got to say, I think Margaret Brennan is a talented journalist, but she dropped the ball in not following up, letting him just respond with insults instead of asking him the simple question. You stated that we don't fund gain-of-function research. The NIH stated we do fund gain-of-function research. They can't both be true. And if you lied to Congress, it's a felony. She didn't press him on that. And the reason this matters is there is a lot of circumstantial evidence to suggest that the U.S. government participated in funding research modifying coronaviruses that could well have led to COVID-19. And if that's true, that is stunning and indefensible. We know the Chinese government has enormous culpability, but there's a real possibility the American government under Dr. Fauci does as well. And that's what he doesn't want to address.
Okay, that's the clip. Look, now my question is, you criticize the journalist for not following up on questions. What are you going to do to follow up on charging or having it? Anthony Fauci charged along with others, including but not limited to Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. That's a non-citizen, but everyone involved, including some of the CEOs and even members, directors of NIH, NIAID, some of the employer workers there, the doctors associated with the CDC. What are you going to do, Senator Cruz, to ensure that this is done? Folks, listen to me. We are on our own. Now, very quickly, because I've got a lot to get into, understand this. This is gain of function. Just substitute the word bioterror. Bioterrorism. Gain of function research is bioterrorism, is weaponization. That's very simple. It's pathogenic priming, and in part. Okay, so people understand this. We are at war. We are at war with a globalist agenda. This is the Great Reset, of course. Everyone knows this. But for those people who are not sold, who used to trust the science, trust Fauci, this is all a bunch of BS. Back in 2020, a little over a year ago, there was an interview, a very critical interview done with a Holocaust survivor. This woman was extremely young, refugee from Romania. Her name is Vera Shirov. And I've got like three or four clips just a few minutes long a piece that really undergird what's taking place here, because and you've got to listen very carefully to what she says. All right, this video is like in two parts, and it was about an hour and a half long, but I went through this, and there's a couple of very critically important and relevant segments to what's going on today. So with that, clip number 13338, Eric the Tech, let's play this, and please listen very carefully to what Vera Shirov has got to say. The links will be in the program description box all the time for this episode at HagmanReport.com. Go ahead and roll it.
Especially, it begins in the public health arena. Public health is government. And that was what happened in Nazi Germany. All of medicine wound up being public health. Once you have medicine in partnership with government, there is no individual care. There's the Hippocratic Oath goes out the window.
Pause for a second.
And
okay, just leave right there. Folks, this started with Barack Hussein Obama. This nationalization of our health care started with the Affordable Care Act, national socialism of our medical industry. This is when it started, at least in the most recent iteration of what's going on. You just heard what she said. Go ahead, continue.
Since you have government behind you, the doctor's not responsible for their actions. They're working together with the state. That's when medicine becomes weaponized. And what I've described is weaponized medicine. If you dictate what medicine is given to your child and you don't have a say, that invites all kinds of really serious violations of your child and your role. You know, children are sometimes taken away from their parents if the parent refuses. For example, with psychiatric drugs, ADHD, if you don't agree to give your child, they've taken children away. That's called child protective services. Who are they protecting? Certainly not the children. There are many areas now where there's been a complete incursion into private families. Who is to say, where is the evidence that government knows best for what's for your child? There is no such thing. It's only if you give in and you obey, then you're not meeting your responsibility as a child. Really, parents have to be willing to go to battle to protect their children.
And that's what we're seeing today, these legislative trends that are infantilizing adult men and women and yes. saying the state knows best for yes. you and for your child.
Right.
And so we're expected as parents to willingly give up our parental rights and our health care rights and give them to the state and into state mandates.
That's right.
And I'll ask you a hard question, and admittedly, because we're all journeying this together, but how do parents go to bat?
They have to organize. They have to organize. It doesn't take the entire population to rise up. It's enough if a certain number does. Now, there is more awareness. There is more combativeness.
Okay. In the interest of time, you can delete or stop it there. The entire interview, parts one and two, will be at HagmanReport.com in the program description box, nowhere else. By the way, please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon both. There's benefits to both. You can discuss this on either platform as well. All right. So she said a lot right there. But the important thing is the fact that this national socialized medicine takes everything away from the parents, away from us, and puts it in line with the state. This is exactly what Anthony Fauci has been doing. This is what Bill Gates has been advocating for. This goes back to Barack Hussein Obama. This, of course, extends into Hillary Clinton. It takes a village. It takes a village. And remember, Hillary Care, remember that attempt. Well, this is really to finish us off and to subjugate us, because it is the military pharmaceutical complex, as well as the military pharmaceutical industrial congressional complex, that really is subjugating us under this globalization, centralization of power. Now, with what she said, too, about the government and the medical industry, the government hijacking or socializing, nationalizing the medical industry. Understand this, the CDC right now owns 57 patents, spends 4.9 of its $12 billion annual budget. This is as of 2019, buying and distributing vaccines. What are we hearing today? Oh, it's all about the vaccines. NIH, the parental company organization over NIAID, owns hundreds of vaccine patents and often profits from the sale of products. It regulates high-level officials, including and especially Fauci, receive yearly payments of up to $150,000 in royalty payments on products that they help develop and then usher through the approval process. The products have to be approved. Who approves them? The same people who make them and who benefit by them. This is wrong. This is on top of Fauci's $417,608 a year salary. A little bit, just a tad more than Eric the Tech makes, right? So, and this, any criticism of what's going on, and I mentioned this yesterday, CNN, hey, Peter Hotez, the television doctor, said he wrote an article that was published in the Scientific Journal calling for legislation to expand federal hate crime protections to make criticism of Dr. Fauci a felony. In declaring that Hotez had no conflicts, of course, he said that he also said that vaccine skeptics should be snuffed out. You see where this is going? Okay, they're coming for our children. Look, they went after our elders in the nursing homes in 2020. Now they're coming for our children. You don't have a say, but this is a hill that we're going to make these bastards die on. All right, let's go to clip number. This is clip two, part A, 2220. Go ahead. This is a continuation of the previous interview. Go ahead.
Parents are afraid to let them out. That's outrageous, to have a breakdown of society because of a virus that isn't anything like what we've been led to believe. They want control. They want total control of us, that we should become robots. And let's understand that the Bill Gates crowd of multi-billionaires, and it seems that there have been more billionaires created in these last 10 years since 2008, when there was, again, an economic recession, that should tell you something. They consider themselves an elite, and this is a eugenics way of looking at the world. Eugenics was exported from the United States to Nazi Germany. It never, never was abandoned. It just got its name changed. So population control, there's a population council. There are all kinds of institutions that essentially continue to push the eugenics agenda with policies that they easily set because of the money. So some populations are targeted for weeding out. That's the eugenics kind of way of reducing populations. You weed out those who you consider lesser, inferior.
So I hear you saying a few things about teaching others to think about what makes them an expert when we're listening to experts, who's profiting, and what makes this situation different than what we've seen before.
It's on a larger scale. It's a more insidious scale because a lot of it is electronic. We don't really see it. You don't have to have quite, as many Gestapo around. They can do things without that now. The electronic way of doing things gives them much more control. And we know that, everything, Facebook, all of those models, the data about people has gone into a central bank.
All right, understand this. In 2020, as she was saying, in 2020, during this lockdown, workers, American workers, lost $3.7 trillion, while billionaires gained $3.9 trillion. Some 493 individuals became new billionaires. Was it one of you? Of course not. And an additional 8 million Americans dropped below the poverty line. Was that you? Probably. Was that us? Probably. Okay. Of course. People like Larry Ellison and his company, Oracle, as I mentioned, which partnered with the CIA to build new cloud services. That's what she was talking about. Hey, it went from IBM back in World War II now to Oracle, for example. They won the contract to process all CDC vax data. Ellison's wealth increased by $34 billion last year. Mark Zuckerberg's wealth grew by $35 billion. Google's Sergey Brin by $41 billion. Jeff Bezos by $86 billion. Bill Gates by $22 billion. And Michael Bloomberg nearly $7 billion. Boo-hoo, didn't quite get in the double digits there, did we, Michael? All right, so now let's go to clip segment B. The very, very same interview.
It's very, very important that really that people get together and realize that there are people who will do anything. They will do anything to make money and to control. Now this is really now about control. It behooves us to stand up. People still have the ability right now to stand up and to let them know that this won't fly. This has to be a citizens' uprising. It's that simple. I mean, otherwise, why talk about democracy? Why talk about free society? We're not. This is what we're about to lose if we allow it.
That's what's on the line.
That's down the line.
Of freedom.
And what is so amazing to me and very painful to realize is it's one thing when you see the societies in the Far East, you know.
This is fine. You can end it right there. Look, watch the entire interview, parts 1 and 2. Again, links in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But understand this. They come after our children, which they're doing right now with this injection. We come after them with our weapons. That's why God made AR-15s and AK-47s, and that's why we have our weapons. You come after our children, it's game over. Not for us. This is not the hill we're going to die on. This is the hill you're going to die on. And if you're just following orders, watch parts 1 and 2 of that interview. If you're just following orders, understand that you will be held to account. Hey, Senator Cruz. Hey, Senator Rand Paul. What are you going to do about Fauci? Oh, but wait a second. Fauci, hey, he's benevolent. He's trying to trust the science, right? He is the science. Well, let's take a very quick look. Let's go back in time again. AIDS, HIV, New York's HIV experiment. Put the, if you don't mind, put that website on the screen. You know, this was a very telling time in American history. New York's HIV experiment. Folks, if you haven't seen this, again, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Back in the 90s, BBC did a couple of things, a huge investigation, including a video. But they investigated, as did that interviewee that you saw, investigated what was going on with the foster care system in New York City. And of course, I mentioned yesterday the Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Hawthorne, New York, in Westchester County, by the way. There's 1,000 children buried there as a direct result of Anthony Fauci and his experimentations, NIAID, in conjunction with the Children's Services, or the equivalent thereof, I don't recall the acronym, in the state of New York, and the testing of drugs on these children. Now, there is, within that interview that I posted, a whole lot of information there you can about this, but it's a absolutely horrific, and everything's been documented with respect to this. Everything has been documented, but Fauci has bodies buried, literally, from his AIDS research. And of course, you mentioned this, the U.S. military industrial complex, the along with HHS, NIH, NCI, DAIDS, all of it is designed along military command structure because it is. It's the military, basically. It's not science. It's not merit. Fauci understands this, and he mastered the elimination, the censorship of dissent and any mercy for those that he and his organization has destroyed. And Celia Farber has done an excellent job on uncovering all of this. You know, the there's just, again, so much involved in Fauci's work, the children that he experimented on, and without the informed consent of the parents, without the informed consent of the guardians or advocates of these children in the foster care system. And he buried his mistakes. Well, he buried literally hundreds, if not 1,000 children from this. Again, in the interest of time, let me go to, but wait a second here. Hold on a second. Did I send you the Snopes picture? I didn't, did I? No. Oh, wait, yeah, I did. It's the last link on the program prep file there. If you click on that, of course, when you talk about this, and this had to be resurrected again in October, you talk about this. It appears on social media, this platform. We talk about this. RFK's book, RFK Jr.'s book about the real Dr. Fauci, he documents this. Celia Farber documents this. Others document the living heck out of this. And Snopes comes along and says, nah, it's false. And if you scroll down, Eric the Tech, about in the middle of that page right there, you're going to see this big glaring, false. See it right there? That's what you get when you try to tell others about what's taking place. Folks, understand this. What we're seeing today with respect to these injections is an extension of the experimentation that he, along with other globalists and other medical tyranny individuals, have done since AIDS, because number one, it enriches him. Number two, it advances the eugenics population agenda. And thirdly, it enslaves all of us. Please understand how serious this is. There is nothing more serious today than this agenda that we must fight against. We will fight against it. We're not going to shut up. We're not going to be silent. And we're going to carry right through. And we will continue to fight every single last one of these bastards. You wear a mask. Okay, I think, what did I say? 52 studies on the NIH website about mask wearing. Or at least 25 anyway, 25 that I can verify, and 14 of the 25 are double-blind peer review, whatever. But the masks are a bunch of BS. It's a symbol of compliance. It's virtual signaling. They do nothing unless it's an N95 mask along with a biohazard suit. It does nothing. So compliance, if you want to comply, you're just allowing the system to subjugate you. It's a bunch of tyranny. I won't wear a mask. I wouldn't wear a mask anywhere. And these mandates, we must resist. You heard what that Holocaust survivor said. Hey, civil disobedience resistance is imperative. They come after us with this injection. They come after us with additional lockdowns. And Fauci's not arrested if he's not prosecuted for crimes against humanity, as others, including and especially Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and his under the jurisdiction there, and others here in the United States, then all is law. Then it's all up to us. We have to take care of business. Is that a threat? No, that's just merely an observation. Until, of course, you come in my door, attempting to take my children, my grandchildren, then it's a threat. Because one of us is going to leave in a body bag. Please pass this segment along to anyone you know if you feel so inclined. But the fight is here. The fight is here. The fight is now.